Hello everybody and welcome to Gaza Guy podcast with me, Mao Musa from Gaza. It's been a long time since we talked. It's the first episode in 2021 from Gaza Guy podcast. I know everyone might be asking how's it going in Gaza these days, and also it's clear that Gaza is all the news right now. Of course, seeing the world battling this furious pandemic, I hope in the near future and the upcoming months we will be able to go back to normal. The actual state in Gaza might further deteriorate, to be honest, and everything look the same. Nothing has changed, or nothing will change, honestly. If you tell me that it's 2021 and being in Gaza and thinking that it's 2021, I wouldn't believe it. Honestly, I wouldn't believe that it's 2021. I would say it's 2008. It feels like 2008 right now here in Gaza. The routine, the same routine, that we don't do anything, honestly. Like, we're just counting the days, we're just counting the months, we're just counting the years out here. Like, 24 hours passing of the drones that are hovering over our sky. You are wondering also about the sound of the drones here. The sound of the drones is similar to the lawn mower. The sound of the lawn mower. About the freedom of movement, travelers are not allowed to get into Gaza or to travel from Gaza to any place. And if you're not familiar with the crossings, it's like airports anywhere else in this world. And if you could imagine, like, your airport is closed and you are not the one, or your government is not the one who is in control of your airport, can you imagine this? So that's how it feels for the people in Gaza. They are not the one who are in control of their crossings or their freedom of movement. They are not the one who can decide when they can leave or when they can come into Gaza. So the two crossings are still closed since August. Erez crossing has been closed, and for 2 months the Rafah crossing closed, used to open for only 2 to 3 days. Imagine this, guys. This is ridiculous out here. What else I would talk about? As a young man are living in this place, it's getting tough, honestly. I'm getting tired, and it's baffling for me right here. Like, I don't know how to spend my time here. Like, I do the things I love, going out, tired of the streets, the same streets, the same faces, the same routine. So boredom is a friend of yours at this place, and it is tiring. You get tired, especially mentally. It's exhausting. Reality is very harsh out here. I know it's harsh in every part of this world, but everything is doubled out here. Everything is terrible, and you don't know where else you could go. The sea, you're tired of the sea, you're tired of the people there, you're tired of the sea itself, you're tired of the taxi drivers and their bullshit. Almost, it's been 14 years of siege out here. Like, if this would be a movie, I wouldn't even believe it, to be honest. A good thing that there is a fall in the cases of COVID-19 out here. That's good, that's fine. We spent 2 days lockdown, Saturday and Friday, complete lockdown, but you are allowed to go for a walk. And after 8 p.m. Every day a lockdown. That's how it works out here, the lockdown thing. And but honestly, what the people see, what we see, what we experience is unspeakable here and inexpressible too. Like, if I would replace the word misery with another word, I would say Gaza, the word Gaza could replace the word misery. Thank you for listening so much. Sorry for not posting any episodes, but I've been sick for a while and I've been tired, and it's mentally exhausting to live in a place like Gaza. And I hope the future will bring what is best for all of us. Gaza Guy from Gaza.